I'm not used to this high pulpit. You are short in Madagascar, so you have to put it down probably. No, I think that's not a problem, but I'm not used to this only. That's it. That may help in a way that I can read what I have to write. I've written. I confess that it's the first time that after my stroke, I'm starting to preach in English. So the first way for my life to speak, preach in English after my stroke. But I remember what happened to me when I started to preach also years ago. And the text I took is this one that I took also today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, the triumph of Christ. I preached it on that time when I was with Mr. Wiebe and the team when we go out. He asked me to preach. So I brought it back then now that you may be refreshed to myself as well what I have received already before. But I want to share it to you. Forgive me for my English, broken English I have here now because of I'm happy. And you are happy. Sometimes you have tension, you have not tension, but you say action in your heart. And sometimes you may forget your word. Maybe also you've confused it with your Malagasy term. Or maybe in French. I hope you understand, I will say the word that I'm going to use also. But the most important thing is that we may share you what is the most important here. We are going to see five triumphs in 2 Corinthians in chapter 2, first of all, chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 5. The triumph of Christ. It has been given to your introduction of my preaching. It has been said, triumph in Christ. That is true also. But open your Bible, please. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14 to 16. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved, first of all, and among those who are perishing. To the one we have the aroma of death, leading to death, and the other one the aroma of life, leading to life, and to his sufficient for these things. I remember when I studied that on that time, I used to use perfume sometimes for men. I know what is perfume, you know? Fragrance. If you have been to France, you go to Grasse, and you say, place for what? For fragrance. You like it. Smells very well, isn't it? Not that true? You like it? Ladies, you like it? Of course, you love it. But here you have a picture, metaphor that is given to us by the Apostle Paul, just to show that we are really victorious in our life. We have what? Triumph in our life, for sure. There is no assurance, there is a certitude we have there. We have an assurance there that we have, what is it? Triumph, victory. But sometimes, practically speaking, it doesn't mean true. It doesn't mean really true. You look at your life, it doesn't mean that it is really victory that you have in your life. But let's see the text itself. Don't forget that in the book of Corinthians, we know the problem of the Apostle Paul. There is the danger he has to be attacked by many enemies, as you know. They have the, we called it the contemporary thinking on that time. What kind of contemporary thing is that they are really bright, not in mind, but in eloquence of speaking. Oh, that's really nice. Rhetoric. And there is, as you know, an attack to whom? Paul, who is so, I will call him, intellectual man, not an eloquent man. No rhetoric in his way of saying things. Sometimes you have problem to understand what he says. But he has been attacked by the others. That he's not an apostle. He's not called for that ministry. So he's trying to, what is it? Defend himself. I don't know if it can be taken as an apology for him. Of course, it's almost the same probably. But I can tell you that it's not really easy for him. What should be the answer for his problem? He came to see only what God has done in his life. He's like what? A fragrance of Christ himself. Anywhere he goes, you can smell that. In Malagas, we use the term smelling also, hearing. And when I speak in French, sometimes we forget that we are Malagasy and use the Malagas way of thinking in saying it in French. I'm going to say it in French. Quand j'entends l'odeur de la cigarette, je ne pouvais plus supporter. You don't hear, smell, you smell it. But we Malagas, we say, we hear the smell. It's not used in your English term too. It's not the same. We, as Malagasy, use that. And smell is always efficient. Fragrance is always efficient. Just you have it in your hair, for instance. You go there, they will smell it. But what the Apostle Paul said here, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. It's like an army we have here, led by Christ. And in triumph, they went to this city, bringing the what? The fragrance here. That everyone may smell what kind of fragrance? Of victory. You know. So you see then, not going down like this, showing that we've been defeated. But they stood like that. And they would sing. And the song will be the smell there. And they praise God for that. But we are now here in our ID that is given here. Being a fragrance means also not only for God, for the victory we have, but all the others beside us also. I mean the flock there, or the people there in that time, you know. There will be fragrance for them. What does that have as effect in these men and women there? Look in verse 15, first verse. For we are the good to God, the fragrance of Christ, among those who are being saved are among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death, leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life, leading to life. And who is sufficient for this? The second point mention a negative thing and a positive one too. A fragrance, a perfume, has always two effects. Some who like it and enjoy it and want to be with you always, with your what? With your perfume you have there. That's why I like to be with my wife always, because she has her what? Your smell, her smell, in the bed smell, not the bed, the fragrance of my wife. But sometimes some will not accept that. When they hear, smell, what is it? A perfume. They started to vomit. The same thing has two different effects. That is proved in our life. And that's why the Apostle Paul took this image, this metaphor, which is really clear and nice as a term, to show that Paul is like what? Like this perfume. The perfume of this, of Christ. And the smell is Christ himself. The fragrance is God, Christ himself. But once you have him, and you try to bring him in what? In the world we are to preach, for instance, you bring the fragrance of Christ. And you are also the fragrance of Christ himself. Aroma. Some may hear what you say. For instance, if you have friends that are not Christians, you may joke and other things in a place, and you start to come and to sit with them. And then once you started to bring the gospel itself, what will be the reaction of these men or women? They will get away slowly and surely, one by one. The word of God is a smell, a fragrance. They don't like it. That is true. And it brings them to what? To death. The word of God is powerful, and it's able to bring someone to death, but not only to salvation. But here again, we have this effect of the fragrance itself. It brings what? Life. That's an example, a lesson for us, as you know, that when you preach, you are always victorious. Do you believe that? How? Unto death and unto life. I remember when I preached in Quebec to do door-to-door visitation. When I came back and you have seen more many that refused your preaching, sometimes you come back like that. What did I say? What happened? They don't listen to me. We do it in Latin, mea culpa, thank God. I've done something wrong then, but probably it happened to me on that time. But when I have taken this idea in my mind, I've changed. I don't mind. If you don't accept what I preach, I have to preach it. And that's it. And this is the God that is going to do its work. It's not mine. It may bring what? Death. It's not my problem. I preach it only. That's what I did. But the fragrance will do it. But for those who are willing to follow Christ, want to see salvation, this word of God, this preaching may bring in, to give them life. So a practical thing, I appreciate the prayer of our pastor here, Dr. Thompson. He prayed for those who are really around us, you know? You know what I mean by around us. And you have to preach to them also. We don't know if they are going to accept it or not. But we are fragrance of Christ. Be ready to be like that. And go away by preaching the gospel itself. But the second image, metaphor that is given by Apostle Paul is in chapter 3, verse 1-3. Do we begin again to command of ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistle of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministering by us, written not with ink, but the Spirit of a living God. What is the metaphor we have here? You are no longer a perfume of Christ, but you are no what? Letter of Christ. You are a letter of Christ. What does that mean? This is a letter of commendation, if you don't know the story of the time of Apostle Paul in the Corinth. The background of it, you know that there are those who are really show always in the, there is someone who will pay someone to be able to speak really and have a type of eloquence in way of saying things. And the competition, it's like box, you know. But by what is it? By being eloquent in way and say something. Huh? And this competition. And if you have been the best one, so they will cloud you, they will accept you. But if they don't like you, they don't like you, they will be not, you will not be accepted by them for sure. But Paul is that man who is not really eloquent. And because his contemporary were thinking on that time, they despise Paul's what? Preaching. He's not eloquent, look everyone. He didn't take any study on rhetoric, you know. But he knew the word of God. He knew God himself who gave this word for us. Does he need a letter recommendation on that time? One can have a letter of recommendation to be sent to a competition. It's like a baseball or things like that. This letter of recommendation. You can be, what is it? Someone in this team to be part of this, what is it, game on that time. There is need what? A letter of recommendation. But Paul said, do we need that? You are our letter, he said, first of all. And Jonathan is my letter, the recommendation. What does that mean? You know your father by the life of his son, no? That's it. He's my letter. So, my love. He has to behave properly to be the letter of his father. But that is a human thing. But it's Christ that will be our what? We are his what? Letter. Letter of Christ. That means that everyone can read you. Do like that.
can see Christ. That's the image.
How you behave, that's a question. That shows who you are. Sometimes you say that you go right, and your hand is pointing to the right, not left. I remember what a man said. What you do speaks loudly that what you say to me, you want to give me. You understand what he means by that? To say something simple, especially if you're really able, like Paul Bowman, who is know how to say something always when something to make you laugh, like, he's able. But what is your life? You are letter of Christ. And that is your privilege, first of all, but our duty too. Third picture. Chapter 2, verse 3, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. What is the third metaphor we have here? Mirror. We are the mirror of Christ that reflect the glory of Christ itself. Not only reflecting it, but beholding this glory of Christ. What a glory we have in our life, having Christ. But can we show really this light of Christ around us? You are like a mirror. Retrovisor, as you call it, also. But I prefer the term mirror. You know, you have a mirror, and you have the sun coming in this side. The light is coming this side. You can take your what mirror? What happened? You see the reflection of that, of the light itself, from the sun to the mirror and to the wall after. So we are the mirror of Christ himself, of the glory of Jesus Christ. There is light in it, because in yourself there is no light, ni brightness. But since you are linked to Christ, since you are with Christ, and you look face to face to your Savior, you have this glory that flexes in your mirror, your face, and it shows the light outside. So we are then a mirror of Christ that reflects what his glory. But is sufficient for that? None. It's just a mirror. Mirror that itself does not do anything. Perfume also is the same thing. And letter also the same thing. But we have no fourth image, metaphor. That may help us again. Chapter 2, verse 4 and 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. What is the image here? Earthen vessel. What does that mean? It's not a porcelain. You know what is porcelain? It has a vase. By itself, it's a beauty. You don't need to put what flowers was on this porcelain vase, you know? It is self-image. Enough by itself. Are you like that? I am like that? I'm glad you know that I am not that. You know my broken English, no? You have seen it? Can you accept it? I'm afraid. I'm like mad. But I can have treasure in me. Christ himself. The word of God. Holding him in my life. Being what he said in English, feeble. Earthen vessel, as I told you. But don't look at yourself, look at what the treasure that is in it. The word of God and Christ himself. If you look at that, then you have no fear to face your enemy. But when they see that you are feeble, you are not capable to do everything, and that is my case for sure. If you know what happened to a person who had a stroke, mine was three times I had my stroke. Three times. And first was fatal. I was paralyzed totally like that. You not believe that. I was like that. I am an earthly vessel. What can I do? The only thing I need to stay in the bed, enjoy it, that's all. Eat what has been given to me. But one text in Ecclesiastes told me in that time that once you have life, God opts about you. What does that mean? Sometimes we say it like this, once you have life, you have hope. But the text does not mean that. It is God is hoping about you to be able to do something. That was the text had given to me in my time of water stroke. Once you have life, that's enough. Sufficient with God. Because once you have life, you have many things to be done. Yet, you can think, you can smile, you can get mad. That means that you're alive. Once you have life with Christ, there's no fear. My grace is sufficient. Is not that true? If you add 1% of God's grace, it's no longer a grace. But he wants you to be zero. None. Not able to do anything. That he may use you with your feebleness, your capacity, you know. Sometimes you see that he's going to help us. If a few strength we have, now he wants you to have nothing and leave it to him. You are earthly what? Vessel. You cannot do anything. But he is there to hold you, that you may do it. We are hard depressed on every side, yet not crushed. You see the picture? Hard, pressed. There is no solution. We are pressed on the right side, left side, in the front, and then back. It's like your shoes. Well, tight here and there, and when you walk, you do like that sometimes because it's not too small for you. But here, it's not the case. There's a press from right side, left side, the front and back, but not crushed. You see? Not crushed. Perplexed. But not despair. You don't forget your hope. You know that God is there behind you. That may happen to you. To be perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. That is what a vessel of what? Of a mud. Earthly vessel. This is the fourth image. Fifth one, verse 5. Chapter 5, verse 18. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That's another image which is not negative. You are an ambassador. Do you know what is an ambassador? An ambassador, you know it. You don't need to explain it. Reconciling two countries. And that is a privilege, but not duty also, to reconcile the world with whom? With God himself. It's no longer the negative self that we have seen there, the positive one. We are what? Ambassador. Like that you can do, I'm an ambassador. But not earthly. What is it? Vessel. We are proud because God is with you and is the one that sends you, and you are his ambassador. What he said in verse 18? Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself, first of all, through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. There's this ministry of what? Reconciliation. And then like Ecclesiastes when he said everything, chapter 3, what did he say? All things are chaque chose a sa place et chaque place a son livre. In my mind, this is my stroke again. I'm sorry. It is said in Ecclesiastes that there is a day of what? Of birth. And then of death. That is in verse 1 or 2, I think, in chapter 3. But if you come to the end of it, in verse 8, what you have to see there? Visa, what is it? Hope. It started with what? With what? With birth. To what? To reconciliation. To peace. And that is God's way in doing things. We may have many things, a problem or fight or things like that, but it must be ended by what? By hope only. Peace also. To bring peace anywhere. How church may have problems. And that is why you are a church. I have never seen a church without a problem. Tell me, where is that church? But if you come there, it doesn't. It will not longer to be a good church. But there we can say that there are always peace or reconciliation. Think about your life as men and women at home. It must end always with what? This reconciliation, always. That should be your mind. Reconciliation, reconciliation. And that is God's work in our life, first of all. But it's as your duty also to be what? The ambassador. The one to do the ministry of what? Of reconciliation. The world among us there, we have to bring them to gospel. You know, as in Quebec, or Saint-Ville, man who was not really clearly sure that he is saved, but he came with us. And I've seen that he had a problem of get away from his sin. But once he came really to grasp at least the truth in the Bible, it has changed already his life not yet sure that he has accepted Christ, but this knowledge of the truth has brought to us a change in his life. That shows that the word of God is efficient, like a perfume, like a letter of recommendation, like a mirror that reflects the light of God. Like what? Earth, Swiss, and fourth one, the good one, you are an ambassador for reconciliation. So you see that? What should we say? Just to praise God that he wants us to be like that. He wants us to be like him. It is Christ who is like that. He has done this work of reconciliation, being here with us. He did that. That's why he has saved norms of Adam. No. Why? Because of Christ. And he all is of grace from Christ himself. And that is that you can continue a study, but they are not going to do that. I'm going to finish it now. On grace, 5 points also for grace in 2 Corinthians. Grace that is given to us as a, what is it? As a benediction from the Apostle Paul. Then, what is it? The grace that is manifested, that brings power of being able to do what we cannot do. And they'll finish the last one, and the grace of God is sufficient. So if I can do something, it's because of God's grace only. And he allows us to take his grace in our life, which is the word of God itself, and take that word of God for you first of all, then to the others too. Let us to be an ambassador of reconciliation as we are saved already. To finish, when you think about the ministry in Madagascar, we have only one manual, one tool, means of grace. That is what? The Word of God. You have to expound it, you have to dispense it, you have to preach it. And you see the fruit. The Lord of God is efficient, efficacy also, and that's why you are not afraid. And when I left Canada in 1978, in the church of Orsainville, they asked me to stay as a pastor there, but they say I have to go back to my home. Madagascar. But why, I said, I came to the conclusion that the only tool I can use is only the word of God. And it's efficient. I believed on that and went back to Madagascar with that. And you backed me in my training here, and he came back to Madagascar, and you see, I'm still alive. God is there. So I praise God for that. I thank you for what you have done for me. Once again, for me it's a victory to accept to preach today. But it's difficult for me, I can tell you. Still difficult. You have noticed it really. But I praise God because he allowed me to preach tonight. And may the word of God may have an effect in your life. But you must be this 5 watt image. It's like what? The 5 senses that you have in your life. Or your 5 what? Fingers follow your life. These 5 things can help you to go as you are son of God and daughters of God. Thank you for your patience. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I'm not going to take a long time after a preaching of my dad. Thank you very much. My dad asked me if I can present in a very few words the work in Madagascar, what God has done in Madagascar along those 40 years. So, first of all, the philosophy that we believe in Madagascar and what my dad taught when he came back to Madagascar is we don't believe in mega churches. We believe in multiplication of churches. So, today, sorry for that. Today, the work in Madagascar is very big. What does it mean? I mean, the work for which my dad has been a pastor. The church where he pastored as today 20 churches, daughter churches, all over Madagascar, in at least four regions of Madagascar. And the most dominant is in the east coast of Madagascar, this side, with 13 churches. Now, the question we may ask is, how is it possible? Every time I present this thing, people always say, is it the work of your dad? And I always say, no, it's God's work. There's two things I would say that I've learned from my dad is, first of all, he's a strong Calvinist. What does that mean? He believes in God's sovereignty. And everything that he has done is through God's grace. The second thing is, he believes that the shepherd does not give birth to sheep or lambs. It's the sheep that gives birth to lambs. The role of the shepherd is to preach the word of God, is to strengthen and disciple the people of God. And it's the people of God who will produce lambs and sheep. So, his role has to preach, strengthen the church. And the people within the church itself who went back to their hometown started a new church. And within that church, there were God has given leaders. And the role of the mother church is to provide training for those leaders. So in order to train, you need trainers. So today, what my dad has done for almost 35 years is to train leaders, to train people, pastors, to become trainers of leaders. And I'm part of it now. And you've been giving me this tremendous, I would say, training here at TBS to come back to my country and to pursue this work. So in Madagascar, we believe in training. And that's what TBS is about, to train people, to train leaders that will plant churches, will be ministers all over the world. So that's the work in Madagascar. So just an example. I'll go there directly and finish with that. I had the privilege to witness the starting of a church in the capital. The church started, my dad started a church when he had his stroke, and he started it in our home as a Bible study. Only preach the word of God. After 1 year, we've been able to transform this Bible study into a church. Only through the word of God. We didn't have any, I would say, activities. We didn't have any, what we have today, social activities, only the word of God. And that's how this church, this Bible study, I would say, setting has become a church. That's the methodology that we use in Madagascar, and we strongly believe that God is working through his word. So I will stop there. If you have any question, I think you can ask me or my dad afterwards. Thank you very much for your patience. And I would like also to thank the church here at Jarvis Street, who has been a support for me and mostly Dr. Thompson, who took me under his mentorship with the guys here. And it's been a tremendous pleasure, and thank you very much.